preaching in this abandoned country. And then in September 1930, about the end of September, I got sannyas. September 85. So 55 years going to be completed this September. I got sannyas from my Gurudev. Visited the place Lord Ramananda Godavari. After returning from a preaching tour from Godavari, then I got sannyas by the recommendation of Bon Maharaj. Bon Maharaj told there is more a preacher than Kanhasar. I was taken. Bal Maharaj was and Shah Maharaj were two sannyasi, and I was taken with them as Kanhasar. But Bal Maharaj came back and told, he is not a good Kanhasar, but he is a good preacher. Then Prabhupada came in sannyas. Bhagavad Math was opened that year, 1930. Perhaps first in the beginning of October or in the end of September, Bhagavad Math, new present Bhagavad Math. Before that, Calcutta Math was in a rented house, 1930. Then again I was sent to Ashmedar Sahib for preaching. Oh. Godavari, that divine talk between Ramananda and Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya. That is a record thing in the whole of the theosophical world. A revolutionary revolution. A revolutionary revolution about the wealth of spiritual world. Eho bachcha ke kaho aur, eho bachcha ke kaho aur. How is development going on? Began from Varnasram, Kalam Rai. The gradual development coming in connection with God, the gradual development, step by step, how we can go up nearer to Him. This is superficial, this is superficial, this is also superficial. Go deeper, go deeper. In this way the progress has been traced there in the theological development. Yes, here it begins. Go further. Yes, it is also good. Go further. Go further. Yes, this is satisfactory position. Still further. Yes, I admit this is the highest. If anything else, beyond this, above this, please come out with that. As he told, in this way, by gradation, it has been given out to us. It is very helpful to understand what is seen. Though Mahaprabhu himself was everything, but still he showed what sort of practice we shall have in the spiritual life. He first took initiation from Ishwarapuri. Then, for preaching purpose, he took sannyas from Keshav Bharati, and also to enter into Raghumarga, he showed that Ramananda Rai, as if he was taking that sort of knowledge from him. Ramananda Rai is speaking in such a style. He is asking and Ramananda answering. What is what? What is what? And Mahaprabhu, like a student, only putting questions. And as a teacher, like a teacher, Ramananda answering. But the question put in such a character, that one can understand he knows everything, but still he wants to hear it from the lips of Ramananda. And as if he has accepted him as a guru in the Raghumarga, third guru of Mahaprabhu, Ramananda. He used to hold him with some respect, Ramananda. I have got all these things from Ramananda. I do not know what to talk about Krishna, only Ramananda knows. He is saying to Pradyumna Mishra, Pradyumna Mishra approached Mahaprabhu, I am coming to hear about Krishna from your lips. I do not know anything about Krishna. Krishna is known to Ramananda. You go. If you have any respect for me, you go. No, he may not care to say anything. You say there that I am sending you. And he will talk to you about Krishna, sending to Ramananda. I do not know, Mahaprabhu told. Ramananda knows. And when he met Rup Sanatan, he also told, I have got all these things from Ramananda. That is very important things. He taught Rup and Sanatan. Southern India is the place of the Acharya, spiritual teachers. Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, yes, they come from that part of land, the Acharya. The incarnation of the God in this northern India. And the Acharya are mostly from the southern India. Shankar also was, he came, but that was refuted. There is a proverb here that the Puber Neye, Postimir Meye, the superior Neye, that is the boatsman. Boatsman, good boatsman is available on the eastern side. And the good girls may be found on the western side. And the good language can be found on the northern side. And good brain is found on the southern side. Uber neye, poshimer meye, uttarer kotha, dokkhiner matha. Southern brain is appreciated in a proverb here. The brain of the southern India. And the language of the northern. and the boatman, that navigation on the eastern side, and the good girl on the western side. That's Prabhupada. Tunga Vidya has come here now.
Yes, she's here. She's here, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Huh, yes.
How is she?
She's feeling better now. Her fever is down. Fever gone down. And she's feeling a little better.
Grace, so
But she must look after her own health more attentively.
Is Ashtanga Yoga, is that exploitation or renunciation?
Huh?
Ashtanga Yoga.
Offending my thought. By artificial method, the supreme entity cannot be forced.
Yoga.
He can be had only by his sweet way. He can come. Jami Paisam Vinati Tenaram. Whoever he will select to come near, he will come. I am doing some sort of exercise with the material things, and he will be forced to come as a living thing. Not a material thing that can be acquired by material energy. He can keep himself. So anyhow, we must have to approach him. Everything was in him, but that is not the whole thing. He is there, Saraswati, then the Tatastha, then the Maya, the any activity within this jurisdiction of illusory energy, or in the jiva world, I cannot force him to come to give salute to them. His independence. Only we have to tackle his own independence. His independence. His independent absolute. And his attention must be drawn to our thoughts. We must, how can we do that? Not by exercising any power outside. But we must have some appeal to him through our prayer. So devotion is that. To appeal to him, to accept me, to give me admission in his own domain. That appeal. That is devotion, prayer. I'm helpless. And the most wretched, please forgive me and accept me and allow me to enter your domain. This appeal to his heart. And I shall do something outside, and by the force of that thing, he will be compelled to come to me. This is impossible. And I am a joke. Mahaprabhu gives an example. That one is there that one is giving a proposal. You have got some prospect to you. approached on the southern side. And he approached to get that rest on the southern side, this method of karma. There was the hornet, Jack Kikimar. And they came one by one and beat them. And they went to get along with that rest, that he was praying, got pain from the sting of the hornet, and went, that is karma kanda. Doing work and to keep the conscience of all action, and like hornet beating, and then, but no, success to get the rest for you. It is very under the zone. Then someone says, approach from the western side, then yoga. And there came one, a demon came, and he began to show a different mystic powers, and he was attacked on the beast by them, and his time finished, and he could not get the right way. Then another says, after this is yoga, mystic powers are coming, my God. And another section, I invite you to approach from the northern side, and that is one who is champion. He came and devoured the person, that is, the unwanted knowledge, show him, I am the law, and that devoured him, his ingredient existence finished. What to, no question of getting, and the Lord and the Lord is this precise. But approach from the eastern side, and without much hindrance, the evening is that is not in order. And you will get the right in your heart, and you will enjoy it by serving Krishna, my God. So you should try to understand the kindness of the earth, that no external force can impose him to come to us. He has said, only to have sincere heart to prayer, and please accept me, you will not wait on me, let us enter the kingdom. He is not, I don't want to control him by any matter, he is still free, please, come to the kingdom.
Dedication, quality necessary, indispensable in Krishna consciousness only, not part dedication, but a type of dedication in connection with Krishna, demand whole service, nothing less. The autocrat, the demand from the autocrat, that is categorically different. Krishna is not satisfied with any partial service. He wants to follow the whole thing, not less. And the demand of an autocrat, but he is the absolute good, and he is the beautiful, he is the harmony, he is the law. But his demand is such. So self-giving, that is the symptom of Shraddha. Otherwise intellectualism, that is reading scriptures has no value. Reading scriptures. And also the association of the physical association of the sadhu, that is also has no value. If there is not Shraddha. Physical association, so many that bugs as mosquito, so many things are in physical association with the sadhu. But physical association, the association through dedication, Shraddha is all important. And the Shraddha means that if we dedicate to Krishna, we get everything. We get everything, whatever necessary, the whole self-fulfillment. And the way, the path of that of dedication, Sattva, Seva, service. Service. So our Guru Maharaj laid much stress in the service. We were not allowed so much to read. Even Bhagavatam and other Goswami go on, do service. Service, serving nature will attract, will connect you with the real thing. And no scripture and knowledge, and neither close connection with a saint, if not through dedication, self-surrender, self-giving, it is not there. So physical association has got no meaning. That must be done through Saddha, Shiva, service. So much so, when Sadhu Guru will ask, read this book, that will be service. And if I read a book to enhance my knowledge, increase my knowledge, that may be gone. If I myself take initiative to read Shastra, that may contribute to the knowledge, but that is not service. Such. Only we can have by Sasevan Mukhi Jivada. This sloka of Rupa Goswami, others Namakkar Vasab, everything may be imitation. If the spirit of service, if we do not approach with the spirit of service, then everything will be imitation, maybe. But we don't come in contact with reality. Reality. This is the most important point we have to. This is the speciality of Gaudiya Mata, our Acharya, our Gurudev, and also Mahaprabhu, the Rupa Goswami. That is the key. Key to Vaikuntha, to deal with infinite. The surrender, service, dedication. Dedication. Without knowledge, and without energy, much energy, one can attain his fulfillment. Without much energy to move the hill, the mountain, move the mountain, the energy, that is not necessary. And also, to read all the literature of the world, put them within the belly, that is also, won't come to any good. A typical example was shown in Mahabharata, when the Rajasya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhishthira was finished. Krishna foretold that when the yajna will be finished, that great sacrifice, then the bell will ring automatically. There was some bell. And when the bell will ring automatically, then you will know that the yajna has been completed, completion. It is all finished, but the bell not ring. Then Bhima asked Krishna, you told that the bell will ring automatically, but not ring. Ring, the whole finished. No one thing is still remaining. What is that? What can be that? The Vaishnava Seva, the service of a Vaishnava. What do you say? So many Muni, Rishi, big Naradas, that Vasudev, and you yourself, all satisfied with good feeding and etc. As you say, that Vaishnava Seva has not been there done. Yes. Where is that Vaishnava? Go to the outskirts of the town. There you will find one of the lowest caste. Lowest caste. He does not go anywhere. He is satisfied with taking the name of the Lord, going on in his own way. Does not care for the world anyhow. Passive. He is full of emotion. Then what to do? They went with the chariot to receive that man. And they found an ordinary poor man of the lower class. He is there. And they wanted to take him off here with folded palms. He was perplexed. Who so many big men has come in my cottage? What is the matter? He was very much panic-stricken. Then when he was represented that we have come to you, we must go and take some food there. Then what to do? He could not avoid. He had to come. Now he began. Draupadi, she thought, she had to cook. And he cooked in various vegetable things. That's all. The Vaishnava Seva has not been done. So many Rishi Muni, even Lord Krishna is fed, but Vaishnava Seva is not done. So with all heart and mind, she prepared cooked foods from various types. Man was given and he took bell not ringing. What's the matter? King asked that it is finished, but the bell not ring. There must be some sort of offense against the Vaishnava Seva. So the bell is not ringing. What do you say? You have some doubt or something against him, some conception against him. Then they asked one another if anyone has thought any evil about him. Then at last Draupadi, she came to admit that I had something in my mind, that the man is of a low born. I prepared so many curries with utmost keenness and skill. But the man, all the curries were put together and then he does not know how to eat because he comes from a very lower caste. I had that thing in my mind. Krishna told, so there is some content for the Vaishnava, so the bell is not ringing. And what to do? No other way, go to him again and take him. And what to do? They had to go and again he was there. And this time all with great respect, waiting when he is taking for Salam. And the bell is ringing with the marshal, every marshal. The bell is ringing. So this is a type of example shown. This King John, they does not want anything. Anything, no name, no fame, nothing of the kind. Satisfied with them, anything. But wholesale dedicated to the Lord. It may be found anywhere without any show of world grandeur. No worldly grandeur is necessary. The richness of the heart. So no knowledge, no education, no honor of the caste, high born, birth, no. And nothing, power, gorgeousness, nothing. So The Krishna consciousness is so full, so sufficient, so absolute. A point of that contains everything, all grandeur, all education, everything is there. It is of such nature. Service, self-dedication, saranagati, surrender, that is what is necessary. No vidya, no jabhulisham, neither valor nor learning. Abhiji sudra jaru, bhajati maam anandabhav, sadhureva samantabva, sammak bhavasito isha. You fail to understand what he is all about. He must be thought sadhu, the real honest man and nothing else. No obligation, no name, no fame, no attractive things which attract us. Nothing necessary, very simple. Self-contentment. Contentment does not require anything. It can stand alone. Contentment. Fulfillment. Sufficient. Self-sufficient. Krishna consciousness is so self-sufficient. Does not require anything in paraphernalia to establish itself. It is self-established thing. Without anchoring anything, no grandeur, nothing. No grandeur. There is one Vaishnava, Vasudev by name in Kurma Kshetra, just beyond Puri, on the southern side. He was a leper. Leper. But what type of leper? The worm, what is the worm was in the leper, so many virus, worm that is falling away from the leper, that will die, so he is collecting and putting them in the wound. If any worm coming out of the wound and falling to the ground, again taking that and putting in the wound. A Brahmin, but a leper. His name was Vasudev. He was in Kurma Kshetra. Anyhow, he found in his internal mind that Lord is coming and I shall have a chance to have his darshan. Mahaprabhu went there and after seeing going away, he heard that the Lord came with extraordinary capacity, sadhu came, and he left. Only a few minutes ago he left. Then he was disappointed and fell to the ground. What is that? I could not have a darshan, a glimpse of that Lord he came and passed away, and I had not the capacity of his connection is thus. Mahaprabhu went almost a mile. Suddenly he felt some attraction backward and had to come, run back and find that man on the way and embraced him. And the whole body was down and beautiful figure. That leper body vanished and the beautiful figure came of the man. Vasudev the crow. The Kanga. There is other field. They are poorest of the poor. They are very humble of the humble. Dainya, আত্মধৈন্য, তেনাদ ভীষণী সরবরূপ সহিষ্ণু, দে উইল ফিল দ্যাট লোয়ার দ্যান দ্য ব্রিজ অফ ক্রাস, ধন্য ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর আর রেস্টুরেন্ট ওয়ান প্লেস, হোয়াট ইজ দ্য মেজারমেন্ট অফ এ বৈষ্ণব, হাউ উই হ্যাভ টু মেজার এ বৈষ্ণব, হাউ টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হোয়াট ইজ দ্য কি টু ডায়াগনোসিস, আর ধন্য হিউমিলিটি, ইন জেনারেল হিউমিলিটি. That's the real humility. The real show, showing humility has got no value. Imitation has no value anywhere. Proper humility only can come when one is in connection, feeling his connection with the autocrat lord, master. Master is autocrat. Then only he can feel his humble. There is no position. This is matter of realization and not mathematical truth. We can find his connection with the autocrat, he has no position. And if he takes them, not artificially, takes it naturally, then he is the humblest, has no position. A servant of an autocrat, he has no position, no ego. No ego whatsoever. So natural humility, that is our wealth. Then that is how, what sort of wealth that can capture the autocrat. The service is of that type. A real servant has got that position with the master. The master is also addicted to the servant, vice versa. He is surrendering, he is also attracting towards that sincere servant. He is not heartless, maybe autocrat, but he is not heartless. He has got heart also of that type. So who is the richest? Who is the lowest? The meanest is the real, meanest is the richest. Poorest is the richest. Krishna consciousness. Richest. So service is necessary, no, nothing else. How we can achieve it? Tendency we can make out and develop. And that will be our full body. Our body will be made of that stuff, nothing else. How it is possible? How it is possible? The Shraddha will make us understand sincerely hankering. Yes, this is the highest we want, that. Sincere hankering, Shraddha, faith. No greed for that. You want and you will have plain transaction, natural transaction, but you do not want it. You do not want it. We are culprits there. We do not want from the core of our heart. Only wanting, sincere wanting is the qualification, nothing else. Lojamatta mudulam ekalam. We think in, we are so sham devotee, a devotee in dress. But the real inner hankering, if it is there, then it will be whole self otherwise. Only you want and you will have lojamatta mudulam ekalam. But there must not be any. Adulteration in that wanting. That wanting must be sincere, dholyam. And wanting we have a simple thing. And the most natural and most Gentleman like, you want, you will have. No complaint can come against him from any quarter. You do not want, you don't have. Lovya matra mullam ekal, only price. Really, to want it really. Don't misuse it. Understand the value of it and want it. And you will have it. Saddha. Saddha. Regard. A real regard to have. This is the thing and this is the highest thing. And that can only satisfy my inner thirst. Quench my thirst. We are told. The innermost thirst can be quenched only by that. By giving your small self, you can get the whole infinite. Jamini Vaishab Vanati Tinalopa. So what is needed of us? What is needed of us? Sincere inquiry. How to develop that? With the contact of the sadhu and with the help of the scripture, we can try to increase our that inner feeling, inner demand. The inner demand can only be satisfied by Krishna consciousness. The innermost demand of us, so the justification of the saying, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmeva. You have all conceptions of duty, phases of duty. Whatever call of duty comes from you, give up. I am everything in you. Sarva-dharmān, all conceptions of duty, give up. And māmeva, only myself, one, single. That is my and your position by nature, by constitution. You try to understand and do. Ahantang sattva papi bhu, and whatever undesirable, sinful, reactionary, everything will vanish. Mukha isharmar, no repentance, I will come to you. All satisfaction. That is the assurance. The greatest assurance. You have found this clearly, so clearly and boldly it is put, the call is so bold and clear. All phases of duty give up at all, and they come to me alone, and don't have to repent for any loss. Clear and bold, straight, direct. And the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. While so many phases of duties have been dealt there, almost all covering. Gauri-hari, and Mahaprabhu, Jāre-dhāka-tārika-ho, Krishna-patiṣa. Mahaprabhu told, no other duty. If you want to do anything good to the world, only to talk about Krishna, try to distribute Him. Who can compensate all other alternatives. That central thing, absolute thing, only distribute, try to distribute to help the people, the environment. No other duty will have. Just as sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmeva, only that you try to distribute. Whomever you meet, you go. Go if you want to do good to others. Only if you that highest thing, engage yourself and you will be, your confirmation in the position will be more and more, and so many will be benefited. No more holy duty can be there. Hari Kirtan in this age of Kali. Krishna Kirtan, talk about Krishna, listen to it.